Charlie Clark had only been metal detecting for 6 months when he found buried treasure in 2019.
I just lost a dog, which is a really good companion of mine. A friend of mine asked me if we wanted to go out, do a bit of metal detecting in the field, gain a bit of fresh air.
After hours of turning up scrap metal in a field in Warwickshire, England, Clark's metal detector beeped again. So he dug in the rain until he was elbow deep in the ground and pulled out a large gold necklace with a heart-shaped pendant.
All of a sudden, the weather doesn't matter. You know, it's your adrenaline's through the roof. You're excited to see just the colour in gold. It just changes everything.
The 34-year-old cafe owner knew he had found something special, but it wasn't until he met with someone from the British Museum that he realized just how important it was.
When I first handed it to her, her reaction said it all. A jaw drop, you could see in her eyes. She was shaking, holding it.
The British Museum announced the discovery of the necklace in late January, and it turns out it's over 500 years old and inscribed with the letters H and K for King Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine of Aragon.
Rachel King is the British Museum's curator of Renaissance Europe, and she says she was in disbelief the first time she saw it in person.
Even in my wildest dreams, I would never have imagined something like this. It's so unheard of. Something so exquisite.
Well, exquisite and large.
It's a big piece of bling, as one would say.
The necklace's chain is made up of 75 gold links and weighs more than half a pound. The heart-shaped pendant is about 2 inches across, and it's decorated with an intertwined red and white Tudor rose and a pomegranate symbolizing King Henry VIII's marriage to Catherine.
And they're more than just intertwined. They grow from the same bough. This is a reference to the moment they have their first child.
Now the necklace will be valued. Clark and the landowner will eventually split the reward. And Clark, well, he's hooked on the hobby.
As a child, you always want to find treasure, don't you? And I mean, you're doing exactly that. You're finding treasure. The fact that it's changed history, it's a national importance. You never know where this hobby can take you.
So to any aspiring metal detectorists out there, Charlie Clark says, get out there. You may not find a historic artifact, but at the very least, you'll get some fresh air.